Well, here at the 2013 NAFB Convention and Trade Talk is well underway, and I'm sitting in the National Pork Producers Council's booth, and Steve Meyer is standing here with me, and or sitting here with me, and he's an economist for NPPC. Tell me a little bit about, let's recap 2013, first of all, and recap kind of what the market has done in the pork industry.
Well, 2013 obviously started off tough for us because of high feed costs and substantial losses in 2012 and into the first half of 2013. Before we had some mitigation of cost a bit, and of course the seasonal rally of hog prices was slow to come in the spring because of some trade issues with Russia primarily. But still, we sold some hogs for over $100 on a carcass weight basis in the summer, and producers got back in the black and have been making money since then. Not large profits, but some profit margins. Of course, the big news for us is a good corn crop and significantly lower cost of production going into 2014. And right now, the futures markets for corn and soybeans and lean hogs are offering average producers somewhere in the $25 to $30 per head range of profits for next year. So things are looking up a lot. We've had the 2013 complication of PED virus and pig losses that really started getting significant, I think, in June and July. And so those won't affect really market numbers until December and January. But we're going to have to be dealing with that in the next year. So it's kind of a recap. We think 2014 is going to be quite a bit better for hog producers than this year's been.
Well, let's talk about the international market and what that means to consumers and producers as far as exports go.
Well, exports are down this year, about 8%. We've had some difficulties, like I said, with Russia on a ban of product, allegedly over ractopamine, more likely over protectionism. And so we haven't really had any exports to Russia to speak of this year, really none since February. We had the same kind of things. Some things happened with China. China's always wanted ractopamine-free product. They put in some certification systems last spring that nobody knew what they were, and we were afraid that was going to have a huge impact on exports to China. I don't think it has. Exports to China and Hong Kong are down this year, but that's because we were comparing to some extraordinary numbers in early 2012. So if you look at the long-term trend for China and Hong Kong, it's still up. We don't think we've seen any impact of the Smithfield-Shanghai deal yet. That should increase the rate of increase of exports going to China. So I think the trade side is really not too bad, and I think it's going to get better next year, as especially as we increase the amount of product that's available.
Well, you mentioned that 2014 looked bright for the pork industry. What do you see? What are you expecting?
Well, we think hog prices are probably going to be lower than a year ago because we think we'll have some higher production. Now, the wild card on that is PED virus and the losses that it's causing. So from our original forecast for 2014, we could be 2 or 3% below that because of PEDV. And if that's the case, we could see hog prices very close to where they were in 2013. And with $30 to $40 a head lower costs, I mean, that spells a very good profit picture for producers. So I think it's going to be a year that they can heal up some financially. I do expect that that's going to provide a lot of incentive to start growing the sow herd again and probably increase output in 2015 and 16. But as long as we have a normal corn crop next year, our costs should stay at these levels or perhaps even lower in 2015. So I'm guardedly optimistic about even beyond 2015, but 14 looks like it's going to be a good year, barring any real outside kind of occurrences that impact exports or demand in some way. We've seen those before. If we can avoid those, I think it's going to be a very good year.
Sounds like an exciting time to be in the pork industry. Thank you, Steve, for talking the economic side of the pork industry here at Trade Talk. I'm Jamie Johansson.